100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. It is what it is. Let's deal with it. And besides, you're probably listening while driving or pouring steel ingots. There's going to be a little background noise anywhere. The topic this week was rain, and we got a whole lot of stories this week. I guess it rained in a lot of places. So let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's Tom. Tell us a story, Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I just figured out that the settings on my mixer have been whacked because the cat keeps on crawling over them. Oh, well, what the heck. Tonight's story is Wet on Wet. It seemed like a good idea at the time. It's likely they'll put that on my tombstone. After all, we were in Hawaii, and the hike slash climb to the top of the volcano was rated gentle to moderate. How many chances do you get to go to the rainiest point on the planet? The first 90% was more a fire road. Now the last bit was a bit more tricky. First rocks, then wet rocks, and finally, like sitting inside a vaporizer. Just before reaching the top, a pair of slime-covered hikers passed. Swamp, they gurgled. Okay, time for the beach.
Thank you, Tom. Oh, and by the way, Swamp They Gurgled was the proposed spinoff of Murder, She Wrote. It was going to star Tom Bosley, the sheriff of Cabot Cove, cracked, went a little nuts, and then just started drowning people every week. It wasn't much of a mystery, but he went off to the swamp, you know, right outside of Cabot Cove, because we all know that Maine is just riddled with swamps. So, maybe they hired a geographer and they said, I don't think that'll work here. Maybe, he retires down to Florida. You know, it's like, I can't take all of these murders going on here. And then he loses it. And, you know, Tom, you should go down to Florida and just, you know, relax. And then he starts drowning people. Wow. I totally lost it. First story in. Let's see. Next story is going to be by, we have three of them from Thomas. So here comes Thomas, and he's got some really cool ones. Ooh, and he mentions the F word. So be careful.
In nearby Forks, Washington, the rain is measured in feet. The average about 10 feet a year. Folks there are moldy and smell like damp dog fur. The people are plain, unassuming country folk that work in lumber and the nearby corrections center. They also pick the woods floor clean of morel mushrooms. Forks is the wettest place in the United States. Flooding is so common there, many new homes are built on stilts, and they are made in such a way that they can cast off and float, uncoupling quickly from their utilities with special connectors and fasteners. The game rained out. When it comes to sports, Fran Lebowitz said that she was not particularly interested. Generally speaking, she looked upon them as dangerous and tiring activities performed by people with whom she shared nothing except the right to trial by jury. I agree. The canceled game was no loss to me, but a big disappointment to the gang at the tavern. They got together to buy combustibles and burn down the old coffee shop next door. At this time of day, they were drunk, and they had to find another diversion for the rest of the weekend. When it rains, it pours. A spate of bad luck put Cameron in a funk. He failed his bar exam for the third time with an even lower score, and his encounter with Jezebel by talking about himself through the date and texting while she tried to make conversation. He made up his mind that blind dates and dating services were bunk. They took time away from his drinking and telephone conversations. Cameron failed his second speed date by getting to the restaurant early and drinking so much wine that he dozed off twice as the waitress took their order.
Thank you, Thomas. And did you know that those rising floating houses were originally designed for New Orleans? See how many of those are being built down there. Instead, they're being built for Forks. They never learned down there. Oh, well. Who's going to beat them, Saints? Just pretty much everyone next year now that they don't have a coaching staff. All right. Thank you, Thomas. Next up, we have Zach Man. Yeah, the Zach Man. I'm not much of a singer. Let's go ahead and play his story so that you guys can sing along, too.
On a rainy day, my teacher, Corky, yes, this was tech school, therefore many teachers had first names, told me how he was shorter than he should be because he grew up in Minnesota, and three-fourths of the time, he walked with his head down to avoid the rain, sleet, and snow. This somewhat confused me, since I grew up in Minnesota too, and I grew to almost 6 feet tall. Later I found out that my former teacher was really a very tall elf who came to our realm to study science, since his world was losing magic.
Thank you, Zach Man. An education is a good thing. Get much of it. Let's see. Bonchance and Sevi? Okay, we'll get them in here. And did they record theirs? And I don't know. Let's see. Yep, they did. Oh, cool. I don't need to worry about the midget breaking out of his cage then. Bonchance and Sevi, Sevi and Bonchance. Wait, this week it was going to be, and I suspect Severina loves to write about Pablo the Springer Spaniel because she owns her little velvet black and white spaniel. Aww, that's so cute. Photo or it didn't happen. Oh, sorry. Here's Bonchance and Sevi.
Crab Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's word, rain. This work is a collaborative work between Severina Helostar and Bonchance Longfall. Rain. After a grand performance to great ovations, Clubsy the Clown emptied his flask of scotch into Pablo's water dish. Faint memories of hitching a ride in the rain on a truck full of chickens, rolling around in feathers. He woke in a strange town near a fire hydrant, covered in feathers. His head hurt. Pablo felt awful. No more scotch for him, he thought, as he drifted back to sleep. A few hours later, a vision appeared in front of him. Espy, his best friend, who had moved miles away, was looking disapprovingly down at him and shaking her head.
Oh, disapproval brings us shame and makes us sad. They should look up and feel good. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Thank you, Bonchance and Sevi. And ooh, you cute doggy. I'm sorry. Just next up, we have someone new. Shruti, who's under a challenge of, let's see, what is this? 100 words? 100 stories? 100... Wait? Is it 10 words or 100 words? I can't... Let me look this up. 100 words. 100 stories, 100 days. 10 words would, you know, that would be like a tweet. No, whew. Okay. All right. At least I've got the link in the show notes right. So, folks, go to the show notes. to get the exciting link of Shruti's daring project. Until then, here's one story from that project. And, God, wait, what are the shortcuts to stop and... It's a new version of Audacity. The Dragon Slayer by Shruti. The mud had turned to slush, and the town was still far away. The dragon's head was getting heavier by the minute. He would need a change of clothes before he presented himself in the king's court. He was drenched down to his underwear. Like all good fairy tales, the king had promised him farmlands and the choice of any girl in the kingdom to be his wife. This would prove to them why his books were more precious than swords and gold. After all, the 74 royal knights before him hadn't figured out that the dragons couldn't breathe fire in the rains. Ha 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 ha! You see, an education is a good and important thing that everyone should get. Thank you, Shruti, and I'll remember that the next time I go dragon hunting. Next up, we have one from Rails Bailey, another newcomer to this exciting endeavor. Rails was a part of the SL9B team, and I'm proud to say that Rails, well, wiped out all kinds of mean and horrible and nasty people. And that's good, because that means it's much better for the nicer and kinder people. But then, we take on the evil upon ourselves. Who watches the Watchmen? Okay, well, we can get some volunteers for that at SL10B. Here's Rail... I need more coffee. Here's Rails Bailey's story while I hand this off to the largest midget in the world. Deep in the recess of my mind, where the dust gathers in silent piles, where distant memories evade the light and refuse to come forth to be relived, lives a silent corner where all the horrors hide. It's darker than the deepest coal mine. It's silent, a place where even I dare not tread. Boxes of horrific memories are stacked, each one sealed, never to be opened. As time passes, more dust gathers, burying the horrors of a life lived. The thunderstorms of my mind cannot wash away these horrors. The seals prevent cleansing rain entering the dark, haunting places. Oh my! That's terrible! I think somebody needs a lollipop. Thank you, Rails. And hopefully the cleansing rain turns into a tsunami, which washes everything out and... You're happy. Happy, I tell you. I know I'm happy. It's Sunday, and I don't have to work. Although sometimes this weekly challenge feels like work. No, it's not work. It's play. It's fun. I'm helping you share with the world your creativity, your storytelling, your histories, your fantasies, your fears. Speaking of fear, how about Serendipity Haven? Nope, Serendipity has no fear, and that's why she's... Wait, what is this? Why are people giving me topics for next week when we know what that's going to be? Oh, well, that's a very good topic. Sorry, I'm not going to tell you what it was, but Serendipity could, you know, put it in the show. The show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, you've heard of them? No? Okay, never mind. We don't need comments there. They end up in the spam filter anyway. You have 5,000 comments, and they're all spam. Congratulations. They think that they can get this crap posted. Fucking SEOs. Oh, sorry. Here's Serendipity's story. It courses down my face, soaking me through, clothes clinging to my skin. The cold rain... rouses me, causing me to shiver, to remember who I am and how I came to be there. Both the feeling and the thoughts are deeply unpleasant. Yet the relentless rain cleanses me and purifies me, washing away the horror of what I have done. Through rain-streaked vision, I watch each ruby fall from the tip of the knife, tainting the swirling eddies at my feet, then swept away into darkness like the lives of my victims. Revitalized, I return to my task. Thank you, Jack the Ripper. I mean, Serendipity Haven. Wasn't there some show that said Jack the Ripper was actually the Loch Ness Monster? I don't know. It's so strange. Thank you, Serendipity. Next up, we have Pam. Now, Pam included a friendly story and a very naughty one. See if you can tell the difference. I can't. And by the way, this stovetop stuffing actually tastes like some sort of side dish. Herbal particle board. What? Oh, play the story? Okay, I need to play the stories.
Jen leaned back in her office chair, glancing out the window at the rain running in the gutter. Sure enough, it was falling so hard it was only a matter of time before... Minutes later, she was being led to a basement by a woman who was definitely not happy. The Roto-Rooter guy was already there, a guy she'd known all her life. He had dated her best friend. Funny how one day you're young and out causing trouble on a Saturday night, next thing you know, you're middle-aged and standing in the middle of sewage.
Wait, why am I standing in the middle of sewage? Oh no, am I middle-aged? I should drink some orange juice. I'll be back with some orange juice. Here's Pam's other story, the naughty one.
Jack took a drag on his cigarette as he walked up.
Hey, some rain last night, huh?
He glanced out over the basin.
It was so bad. Looks like most people stayed home and had some fun.
Joe followed Jack's gaze over the tank. Hundreds of rubbers bobbed up and down, blown up like balloons among all the bubbles on top of the aeration bay.
Yeah, damn rubbers. You think people ever consider what happens to them after flushing them down the toilet?
Nah, are you kidding? Come on, I'm hungry. Let's go eat lunch.
You see, I don't think that was all that naughty. I mean, it was suggestive, but naughty? What do you people think? Post in the comments whether you think it was suggestive, naughty, or all good, clean fun involving people having sex in the rain. Hundreds of them. Dang. Either that's a lot of people having sex, or one couple that probably is going to be in the emergency room. Right. Thank you, Pam. And thank you, Pam. Alright, let's go down the list and see. And, ooh, Muncie! Have you been using the word Muncie for everything, like the word Aladdin was used for everything in The Dictator? No? Well, okay. It wasn't a command, it was just a request. Ooh, I need to make sure. Okay, during this episode, I've been going up and down. Okay, so we go to here, and I just want to make sure that MU is Muncie in the sidebar, because I'm going to check here. Okay, Chris Platypus, Chris Carlisle, Chris Steele. No, I don't see Muncie in the sidebar, so I'm going to get Muncie in the sidebar there. And if you haven't been included, if you've been a part of the weekly challenge but you haven't been included in the sidebar, I want you to yell at me. I want you to scream at me and say, where am I in the sidebar? And I'm going to put... you as Muncie in the sidebar, because you just, it's like tickling you under the chin. Just don't get the wrong idea. I mean, it's all in good, clean fun. Great. I'm going to need a few more hundred rubbers. For water balloons. Actually, that story could have been about water balloons. Think about it. All good, clean fun. You people with smutty ideas. Maybe smutty ideas could be a topic later this year. Someone remind me of that, instead of me actually keeping a list. That would take effort.
Munzee here, with a story recorded in my living room as I've retired the Potopod. Those of you who read my Friday Flash stories know why. Things didn't end well with that, and I never want to speak of it again. On a lighter note... What I Learned from Millie Vanilli by Chris Monroe. Millie Vanilli sang that you should blame things on the rain. I'd thought this was a cop-out, a way of avoiding responsibility. But as I've grown, I've realized they're right. Some things in life are beyond your control. They happen to you, not because of you. And at times like that, the best you can do is blame it on the rain and hope for better next time. Though I can't help wondering. Stripped of their Grammy, tour canceled, Millie Vanilli were the laughingstock of the music industry. A punchline forevermore. On that day, who or what did they blame? Flash fiction at munzeestories.blogspot.com, tweets at munzeemunzee. Greatest hits of Millie Vanilli available on iTunes or wherever secondhand cassettes are sold.
I think I'm going to write something down. I won't tell you why. Maybe you'll find out soon enough. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Muncie. And I needed to add Muncie to the sidebar. If I've forgotten you in the sidebar there with all the other weekly challenges, hundreds and hundreds of them, I haven't counted recently, but there are a lot. I mean, you know, there are just so many people that, you know, they learned that there's no point in submitting stories, but you haven't either. So that's, whoa, what the heck is this? All right, I gotta fix that. Remember, I record this, but every little thing that crosses my path, it's like, ooh, shiny. Next up, we have Rich Palmer, otherwise known as Rich DeSoto, guardian of the Magic Tambourine. Will we hear the Magic Tambourine in this story? I'm not sure. But I've enticed him back using the guilt of my people. Upon all for next week's weekly challenge. And I'll tell you more about that. Can I actually tell people more about that? My God, I've been rambling about that for days. Well, here's Rich and his story. And I know you're going to enjoy. It's good old clashened? Good old clashened clean fun. Clashened.
He heard them that day and took their command to heart. From the time he was old enough to be enlightened to the social structure, he worked to establish his position. Moving from his humble beginnings as a lowly serf to the time when he ruled all he surveyed, he was able to establish his position in the hierarchy. He commanded armies, debated politicians, collected taxes, and heard the platitudes of his court. One morning, as he rose from slumber, he heard his queen from the window exclaim, "Rain again." It was then that he realized his earlier misunderstanding.
That's okay. We can work it out. Misunderstandings are just mistakes. Mistakes that we can fix. We can overcome that, can't we? I don't know. I overcame the mistake of not including you in the blog roll over there for all these years. I mean, you sent stories in before, and I forgot, and I kept telling people, please, please tell me if I've forgotten you. Okay, maybe I didn't say it that way. But thank you for forgiving me. I'm assuming you're forgiving me, right? I hope so. Oh, could you? Okay, who else is here? Lizzie Goodcough is next. I'm going to make sure. Lizzie Goodcough, yep, she's in the blog roll. I'm trying to be good every few weeks, as opposed to the rotten and wretched state I'm in most of the time. But you people lift me up, and you hold me up, because the lightning will strike me first. Lizzie, tell us a story. And, my God, all the stories she writes, go to her site and you'll see. You know, I write one a day. She writes, you know, thousands a day. I mean, she's going to catch up to me one of these days. She probably already has.
Drip, drip. It was difficult to walk on one leg. Fortunately, Lord Heavenly had chopped John's leg, not his life. John crossed the patio and searched for the gold coin. It was not under the vegetable cart or the empty wine barrels in front of Wimpy's den. He searched everywhere. He would buy a nice sort, he thought, lusting for the gold. Soaked and impatient, he suddenly slipped and fell against an abandoned sickle. It dropped violently. Well, now he had done it, John thought. Drip. And he didn't even remember anymore why Lord Heavenly had chopped his other leg. Oh, boy. This is my story for the week. I invite you to drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Keep up the fight. Well, okay, if you... Who are we struggling against today? Ourselves? The challenge of writing and writing more and writing that perfect story? The perfect storm? What are you doing there? I don't understand these cats. Right. While I go off and take cat photos, Tura has returned. Yes, Tura Bergianu! All rested up and ready, and maybe it's the refreshing rain. Has the rain refreshed you this week? Let us know. Tweet us at 100-word stories, or go to the blog site and leave a comment. Maybe go to the Facebook site. Is there a Plurk? No, there's no Plurk. There's no Pinterest board either. I don't understand Pinterest. It's like, you know, I don't know, it's like a scrapbook. I mean, there are people that are like SEO experts of it now. They're like, oh, this company has made millions of dollars from it. And the only people making millions of dollars from it are the people that are telling people that they're making millions of dollars from it. I mean, they have to invent new social networks just for the social network experts to go be experts of them. Okay, we're going to make it this and this and this, but the one feature we're going to leave out is this, the one that you people can bitch about, and then people can plus and plus and plus you, and then we can sell ads on that. It's like a conspiracy. You know, like the antivirus manufacturers paying people to make viruses, or the drug companies, or the banks and the... What? Oh, I need to come over there for my medicine? All right, here's Tura and their story. Ooh, it's grape-flavored.
God, what was I supposed to do with those giant lizards? No way would they fit on board. And about the unicorns, sorry, but after 40 days and 40 nights, we'd run out of food. Tasted of horse, if you want to know. You ask me, we're better off without. Wicked temper and a big dagger on their heads. If you want them, why don't you just make some more? You can't, can you? Well, well, how are the mighty fallen? Created all of this in 6 days, and now you can't do any more than piss on us all.
Hey, Tura, what wine goes with unicorn? I just... Thank you. Next up, we have someone new, once again. Man, we're getting a lot of new people. This one is Snigda... I'm really sorry. I wish I could pronounce this right. Blue Loft. Ha. You see? I just chickened out. If you recorded this, you could record your... I'm a chicken! Right, what I am going to do is sign up on your site as fullonfloor.gmail.com. And now I'm going to get email updates. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. The followers can also be followed on Twitter. Dang, what the hell am I hosting my own WordPress site for? I should just go over to there. Until I hit the 1 gig limit, then it'll be like, okay, now we can take lots of money from you. I wonder if it's actually a good deal. I should price it out. I mean, what good is having all this stuff on a domain that all I use for it is WordPress? Sometimes I put a few files up there, but really, why? Now I'm questioning my whole hosting existence. Blue Loft, what have you done to me? Oh, well, here's your story, now that I've completely made an ass of myself. The morning after. The strain of a cloudy day was beginning to take its toll on him. A headache wandered along his mind's edges. It was terrible to be walking down the street at this god-awful early morning hour, under the vestiges of last night's abundant alcoholic intoxication. He made his way over to his favorite tea stall, climbed onto the bench in his regular corner. The little boy who acted as server there brought him a cup of weak, thinly composed tea with biscuits. Close by, a group of people played carom. It was that sort of day. Soon, it began to rain. "Thank you, Singda. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. I feel bad. Can't I just call you Blue Loft? Their site is at blueloft.wordpress.com, where I should probably be hosting. Then I'm going to have to change everything. This to this, and that to there, and that to there, and whatever to there. At least I've already reserved 100wordstories.wordpress.com. At least I think I have. I think I did. I did it just to stick into Empire Avenue so that folks could be like, oh, cool, you got one of those. Oh, click, 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 click. It's like, what is wrong with you people? I know what's wrong with me. I haven't heard Guy David's story yet. And you haven't either. Until now. Let's listen to him. Listen, we shall.
Caribou, a 100-word story by Guy David. The last of the porcupine caribou waded through the snow. The hunter pushed on, already thinking about the money this stuffed animal would bring him. He could see it in the distance, a brownish-white spot on the spot-white snow. He just had to get closer, within shooting range. He moved stealthily and quietly until he could almost smell the prey. Suddenly, the reindeer looked up, his eyes intelligent, and said, "A shot was heard, and the hunter fell dead to the snow." The protector smiled, walked to his beloved pet, and gave it a rubbing behind the ear.
Thank you, Guy David. And I'd like to remind you, all of you, to build a mountain in your living room. Build that mountain in your living room, and it's got to be keen. If you know that reference, you can just throw it at me. I may have tweeted it. This means something. 32 years. Wow. And it's stuck in my head all this time. There's something wrong with me. Next up is another new person to this festivity of writing. Yes, it's Ace. And the story is called The Basement of Isaac. They didn't record it because they're new to this. And what end of the microphone do I speak into? Do I hold it against my head? It's like a razor, except it doesn't take in. Ow! It does take hair out. It just hurts. So here's Ace and their story. Droplets of water plinked off the cold windows of my house. A knock on the door gave reason for Father to answer. As the door swung open, a man humbly asked for shelter. Being Christians, we couldn't say no. He stayed in my room. I slept in the basement. Its door had a cross painted with lamb's blood, so to speak, and the stranger was the angel of death. That night, the stranger stumbled silently from room to room. Each time his knife became bloodier. My mission given to the man was complete. I could eat my cookies in peace. Ooh, all that for cookies. They must have been some really good cookies. Maybe those rainbow Oreos. I haven't tried them yet. Are they for sale? Are they around yet? Can I get them at Kroger or H-E-B? Or do I have to go to a specialty shop because all these stores are just so full of hate? Thank you, Ace. And please, come back. We need to learn more about the cookies. Speaking of someone who's well-versed with cookie management, sorting cookies, and treating them well before dipping them and eating them, it's Steven the Nuclear Man. Ooh, are there nuclear cookies? probably nuclear wafers, but here's Stephen to let us know. Tell us a story.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here. Gonna let you know that Alliteration Inc. does have its own news feed, and that's syndicated out to Facebook as well. So if you like us on Facebook, or happen to swing by the Alliteration Inc. page and the news bit, it will update you on all the interesting things going on and where they're at. So, with that out of the way, on with the story. My mother's hand slicked back my wet hair. I fidgeted in the damp polyester suit. "Rain is when God is crying," she told me, as I watched my father's casket lowered into the ground. My tears mingled with God's. Now I watch from outside the League's satellite. I watch the normals slaughter each other. The suited UN politicians argue whether to chastise genocide. The spandex-suited heroes of the League debate whether to intervene at all. My tears boil away in vacuum before they join the rain. Enough tears. My tears may not reach the Earth's surface. My heat vision will.
Ooh, that's wicked. Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. You know, I remember something by Jack Handy. He used to say, "Why does it rain?" And the person's father said, "Because God is crying." "And why is God crying?" "Because of something you did." Just making sure that Stephen the Nuclear Man is here. Stephen the Nuclear Man is listed in the sidebar there. I know, it's becoming a crusade. A crusade, if you will. We have a story from Red Goddess this week. Cool. We got more. We got all kinds of stories. This is getting to be a Lollapalooza here. So, Red Goddess, tell us more about what's going on in Lola's life. How's she doing? Has she won the lottery yet?
Crab Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's challenge word, rain. This by Red Goddess, Talk with Marie. April triggers more than pouring rain in the city. There is a flurry of work projects and birthday celebrations, including Lola's. She purposely doesn't share her birth date unless someone asks directly. She does not like surprise parties. Today, she visits a French bakery for a favorite hotel guest. Standing in front of the glass counter, Lola's eyes widen at the sight of the sugar-painted wonders. A double-layer velvet chocolate cake suits her dessert-loving guest so perfectly. As the cashier hands her the boxed cake, Lola suddenly realizes she did not eat cake on her last birthday.
Oh no, she didn't eat cake on her last birthday? Well, we gotta fix that. Folks, send cake to Lola. Let's find out. Is there a sendcaketolola.com? Lola, no, no! Why do you deny yourself so? Or are you happy? And Red Goddess denies you. Or Red Goddess writes you happy. And then Bonchance there reads it but twists the tale. I don't know. This is a tragedy in the making. There has to be sunlight somewhere. I need more coffee. Thank you, Red Goddess. I don't know what to say after that, but Cliff, Uncle Monster, could you just whatever I embarrassingly stepped on my foot? Sorry for the bleak story. No, they're not all bleak. There's always hope. Lola has hope of getting cake. You have hope of whatever you want. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's play your story and find out what you wanted.
Rain, by Clifford Lowe. Sheets, buckets, cats and dogs. There are 1,000 terms for rain. It can come in the light, annoying mist that turns your windshield translucent. It can come in huge, driving drops that batter you as you dash from car to house. There's the needle-sharp rain that penetrates no matter how tight you pull your coat. And, of course, there's the gentle, soaking rain that feeds the ground and grows the crops. I remember all of them. Back when we had rain. And crops. Back before the sky burned and the ground died. Back when we still had hope.
Well, I believe there's still hope. I believe that the scorched earth will yield bounty once again. Or maybe not. Thank you, Cliff. Next up, we have Dionysus Close. They're not telling me anything else. It's all a secret. By the way, their suggestion for next week, I won't give that away. No. There are so many good topics suggested, and yet, well, if I did these on a daily basis, I could use them all. I don't know. What should I do? Should I turn this into a daily challenge instead of a weekly challenge? No, that would be crazy. You'd be able to be writing all day and night. We have lives. We have lives, you know. And Dionysus has a life. Here, let me peek into it and share with you this slice of life. Night Shower by Dionysus Close. The rain shower approached through the wood with a slight rustle of leaves, some huge but invisible beast. Darkness, a second primeval power, had fallen upon the two children, wrapping them in its thick embrace. The mysterious beast and night approaching, they huddled together beneath the fallen tree, each clinging more tightly to the small security of the other. The dense, coagulating smell of rot held them immobile, and with each drop from the gaping maw, they trembled. The older one, the girl, whispered childish, incomprehensible syllables which did not smooth. The dark, chthonic drops pulled them always down into the earth. Oh, my God! Poor children! Get them an umbrella! Get them galoshes! When was the last time I said galoshes? Well, just now. Thank you, Dionysus Close, and hopefully the children will be rescued and have some nice warm soup. Good. You know, I recently put 2 cans of soup in a bowl and didn't add any water. It was concentrated soup. The good nearly blew my head off. That's a high that you don't need to take drugs for. And plus, if you've got soup at, 60 cents a can, that's $1.20 for a real rush. And blood pressure problems when the sodium hits you. Right. Next up, we have Danny Dwyer, with a fun, happy story. Which actually is not. Oh, well. The link is up in the show notes, but Here's the sad tale.
Danny Dwyer here, with Weekly Challenge 234, Rain. A group of friends steal the sneaker off a drunk friend, jumping on a subway train, abandoning him on a platform miles away from his home. Drunk, he stumbles right off the platform onto the tracks, falling onto the third rail, where he is electrocuted to death. His friends return home to his mother with the sneaker they stole from him, stating he refused to leave the platform, never revealing the prank they pulled. 3 days later, after searching for her son, Mom learns the truth and swears to rain hell on the friends whose actions led to his grisly death.
She will have her revenge, I swear it! Thank you, Danny, for bringing us this tale of sadness. We must bring ourselves back. We must find a way to carry on. Norval Joe, You have the horn of life, or at least the mouth harp, or whatever that thing is. Blow! Blow, Norval Joe, blow!
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 324 with the prompt of rain. And before I get to that, I have two things to say. Remember, go to horroraddicts.net, find the writing contests. Under that is Masters of Macabre. Go to the 2012 contest, download the MP3, and listen to all five stories before voting for me. Thank you. Secondly, for next week, if you do not want to record your story or cannot record your story, I would be happy to do that for you. Just send the 100-word story with your contact information and the name you want represented with your story. Try to get it to me by Friday night. Send it to philipnorvaljoecarroll@gmail.com. That's Philip with one L, Carroll with two R's and two L's, with a Norval Joe in the middle. Thank you. Here's my story. Crouched in the edge of the pine forest, the company peered across the cultivated fields at the walls of the city. Wind blew at their backs and shook the tops of the tall trees. Pine needles dropped on them like rain. "Why are we hiding and watching the city? Why don't we just go in?" Owen whispered to the ranger. "Something's wrong, Owen. There should be guards walking the walls," Traveler said. The wind shifted directions and blew at them from the city. A stench of rotted flesh overwhelmed the company. Only the half-goblin was unaffected. "Smells like dinner time," Spleen hissed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And in other news, when a boat capsized on Turlock Reservoir today, it appeared a child was towed to safety by their pet wiener dog. To the sadness of the family, when the child reached the shore, he was found to be floating on a large baloney, and the dog was lost.
Thank you, Norval Joe, and thank you for volunteering to help read for others. The Midget and I are going to take a break next week for the whole reading thing. I want it to be folks finding ways of expressing themselves, but if they can't, volunteering and coming together. But I really want people to try to record. How do you make this Audacity work? There are so many different ways of recording. And if you fear your voice, you fear that your voice will shatter the world, all right, fine, hand it to someone else. But I posted up a list of the volunteers at the RFL page. But I'll say more about that towards the end of this show. Until then, we've got one more story. And I know, I try to forget to include it, but he keeps nagging me over and over. It's Planet Z. I know you don't want to hear this. Skip to the end. You just ignore this. Ignore this story.
Heat shielding tiles came loose from the space shuttle, causing the vehicle to burn up and break apart on re-entry. Pieces rained down over Texas, and investigators hunted down as many of them as they could. One piece landed in a lake, and it was found after the drought caused the water level to shrink. The pieces were reassembled to determine the cause of the failure, which, as I said before, was due to the failure of heat shielding tiles. We glued the thing together, then shipped it to New York instead of sending one of the remaining shuttles.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about rain. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, where the topic will be life, and it's the Relay for Life Weekly Challenge Challenge. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. So I told you I'd say a little something about this Relay for Life weekly challenge challenge. If you go to firstlife.isfullofcrap.com/RFL, or go over to firstlife.isfullofcrap.com and click on the 100 words, 100 stories for RFL, or you go to the sticky post on the top of the site, the podcasting site. There are all sorts of URLs here, aren't there? Man, it's frustrating. Oh well, you'll figure it out. But the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you write and record a story based on that topic. The topic of the July 15th Weekly Challenge is life. Want to give it a shot? Send an email to isfullofcrap@gmail.com with the subject of Weekly Challenge and the following. The text of your 100 Word Story on the topic. Your site's URL, if you have a site and aren't ashamed to share it. A topic for the next weekly challenge. And if you can, a recording of your story and any shameless plugs in MP3 format. Oh, and everything's due by the morning of July 15th, Sunday, when I put the episode together. If you hate the sound of your voice or can't record the story for some reason or another, well, go ahead and send the text of the story in anyway, but someone will record it for you, someone being me. However, I think you're going to want to record it yourself, because this week, it's special. It's the Relay for Life 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge Challenge. You see, the Second Life Relay for Life is taking place on the weekend of July 14th, and I like to come up with unusual ways to raise awareness and funds for Relay. So, here's this year's challenge. Send a recorded story for this 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge on the topic of life, and I'll donate $1. Yes, I will give Relay for Life, through the Relay Wizards for Spunky Team, $1 for each person that sends a recorded story in, or stories, on the topic of life for the July 15th 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. I'll donate up to $100. I mean, you know, I'm not made of money. You must record a story, or arrange for someone to record it for you, to be a part of this additional fundraising challenge. Stories without recordings do not count towards the fundraising challenge, but will be included in the episode. If you have any questions about this, email me at isfullofcrap@gmail.com, the same address I mentioned before. God, there are a lot of addresses in this thing. There are emails and URLs and slurls and, oh God, it's just so crazy. But or you can send me an IM to @crapmariner at Second Life, if you haven't figured that out by now. There are a whole bunch of recordings I've already received. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 recordings so far, and 2 stories without recordings, but those will get taken care of. So we're already making headway. This is going to be big, and you want to be a part of this. You want to give it a shot. Try it. There are a whole bunch of people trying it for the first time. And maybe you'll try more stories, and not just 100 words ones, but other stuff. Maybe plays, maybe books, maybe the third volume of the Bible. Or maybe not, I don't know. But still, in addition to all those people sending in stories, there are people that are matching the contributions. So it's not just a potential of $100. We've got Serendipity Haven, Bonnie Diggs, God, I still can't say his name right. Stephen the Nuclear Man. There, I've given away your secret. Botgirl Questy, Dr. Friend, Sean Brady. There are now a potential with matching of $800 contributed to Relay for Life, and there could be more if you decide to match as well. So thank you everyone for getting on the bandwagon here, and here's hoping it's our efforts that will finish this scourge in our lives once and for all. And when I say scourge, I mean the weekly challenge itself and my overhyped dramatic reading. If you're unable to read or unable to figure out how to push the record button, there are a bunch of people that are volunteering to read for others. Letty Ponier, Bonchance Longfall, Derry McMahon, Bear Silvershade, as we heard Norval Joe earlier in the recording, Caden O'Connell, and Cliff, Uncle Monster, just wrote me and said that he'll volunteer to read, making me look like a total jerk for not volunteering to read myself, but come on! I've been reading other people's stories along with a midget for 324 episodes and all these stories. I can't take it anymore. So, if you need it recorded and you can't use text-to-speech like sometimes others have done, go ahead and give that a shot. And let them know, and they'll help you out. But don't just wait until Sunday morning and say, "Oh my God, I can't record. I don't have any thumbs." Don't do that to anyone. You know, get your story done. Events, you've had almost 2 weeks to do it. So, and you've got, you know, text to speech. You know, Speakit is an application that I've used now and then on the iPhone. And if you have a Droid or a Google or a whatever or a Nexus. I don't know how those damn things work. So, that's all the rambling that you're going to get this week. And, you know, if you still can't record, send the text in anyway. You'll be a part of it. And folks will poke fun at you until you bleed. That's it. And good luck. And in a week, we may have the longest episode ever, even though this one feels like it. Take care, everyone.